Boys Club. Many of the perpetrators have been jailed for their crimes. Now a number of survivors and their families claim that officials at Celtic knew about the sexual abuse and did nothing. By Henry MacDonald. Gordon Woods was an unlikely candidate to play for Celtic Football Club since he came from the other side of Glasgow's sectarian soccer divide. Born into a Protestant family, he, like his father before him, grew up supporting Rangers. But when he was 12 and had the opportunity to play for his home club's historic rivals, Celtic, originally founded by a Catholic priest, Woods didn't hesitate. Celtic Boys Club had such a stellar reputation in Scottish junior football that even his Rangers-mad father thought it was perfectly fine for his son to sign for the other side. It was 1967, and Woods was joining the club just after it became the first British side to win the European Cup. But it was here that he encountered the man who would cast a dark shadow over the rest of his life. The trial was at Barrowfield, the training ground of the big club itself, Celtic FC, Woods told me. On the day, I was told by one of the coaches that I was not going to be selected, but then a man who I later found out to be Jim Torbett suddenly intervened. Torbett went to find the young player in the changing rooms and told him, "Ignore that. Come back for more training next week." Torbett founded the Celtic Boys Club in 1966, and when Woods joined, he was the manager. After practice, he would take the boys to an Italian restaurant in the centre of Glasgow. At the time, Torbett was starting out in the football memorabilia business, making and selling trophies, medals and other trinkets, and he got the boys' club players to help out. We started going to Torbett's flat, which was then a high-rise on Pinkston Drive in Glasgow, Woods recalled. One night, after training, two of us were helping out, encasing football medals in small plastic covers. He had asked us to put on our football shorts while we worked, and then invited us to lie down for a rest in his bed. I was 13 at the time. I remember lying in the middle of the bed and then Torbett getting into bed with us. He suddenly put his left hand down my shorts. I recall that I was terrified, but for some reason I could not get away. I was frozen there at that spot. There was a sick feeling in my stomach over what had just happened.